For the second year in a row, the Uvik Vikes women's rugby team came up just short in the U Sports National Championship, losing 15-13 to the UBC Thunderbirds on November 2. The low-scoring final was a nail-biter, and fourth overall meeting on the season between Uvik and UBC. The Vikes had beat the Thunderbirds in all of those occasions, including a 18-17 win in the Canada West final on October 19. But, on November 2, the host Thunderbirds got the upper hand. In the dying seconds, Claremont Secondary School graduate Adia Pai scored the game-winning try for UBC, sealing the Vikes' fate. The crowd goes wild. Party popper Adia Pai scores a breathtaking try, putting UBC ahead. La foule est en délire. Party popper Adia Pai mark un essai époustouflant. Metra at UBC T-Birds avant. Watch live link regardez en direct. https://t.co/b2nlixhcubc:15uvic13 Hashtag chase the glory. Hashtag visorhotpick.twitter.com/j2bvfioler. USports Rugby, at USports _ Rugby, November 3, 2025. I want to start off by saying that UVic are an absolutely outstanding team, said UBC head coach Dean Merton. They've got some world-class players, they're well-coached, they're aggressive defensively and knew it was going to come down to the wire, but not the last play of the game, absolutely not. The Vikes entered the tournament with strong credentials, coming in as the number one ranked team in the country. On the individual side, Olympic silver medalist Carissa Norsten was named U Sports Player of the Year, while head coach Brittany Waters received U Sports Coach of the Year. She comes to practice early, she works as hard as anyone in this league, Waters said before the tournament. You often see the superstars get the recognition, and with this one, it really is so well deserved. She's a leader for our group in more ways than one. Norsten, along with Olivia Newsom, Justine Blatt-Janmaat, Emily Findlay and Sierra Gillis, earned spots on the tournament all-star team. Victoria opened the U Sports Final 8 tournament with a 41-8 victory over the University of Ottawa, followed by a 42-0 semifinal win against the University of Guelph.